Gemara at the end of Masechah Saita, I wanted to do with you how the Karen Oira is Mefarish and he has a whole Arichus Dvarim, a Gansa Pshetel, on this Sugya. So the Gemara Masechah Saita, as we pointed out last time, says on the Pasuk Babaiker Yoma Miitin Erev, wherever Yoma Miitin Baiker, that it refers to Halavai, we would go back to the previous Tzara. Because no matter how bad that seemed at the time, what's happening today is worse. So the Gemara is telling us that it's a matzav, that things get worse and worse, and they don't seem to be getting any better. So in this context, what is keeping the world afloat? And what is the world tzaymich to survive? So the implication of the Gemara is that after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, there seems to be a cave-in, an implosion of the quality of the world, and that should completely disintegrate. So how is it that the world has not disintegrated yet? So the Gemara answers that it stands on two things, and we pointed out last time that this is a chiddush nifla, because we're used to the idea that the lamed vav tzadikim that are mekayim es ha'olam. And here, the Gemara implies, actually, the way Rashi's Masbi, it says so explicitly, that the world needs the confluence, the merging of Klal Yisrael in Avodas Hashem, and particularly in two moments, which both moments reflect two inyonim b'vasachas, each one a pillar in its own, and that's holding up the world. It's as if there are four pillars, two in Amen Yehoshmei Rabbah, of the Agadata, and two, in the Kedusha de Sidra. So Rashi's Masbir, a Kedusha de Sidra, say the Kedusha, Shaloi Teknuha, Elo, Sheyu Kol Yisrael, Oiskim Batayra, B'chol Yoim Dova Muat. And Rashi, as I pointed out last time also, is different than the Pshat that's given in the other Svarim, that the reason that they said the Kedusha late in the Tefillah was because B'shas Sakana, it was impossible because of the Musrim. We're reminded of the NKVD, it was at the time, the KGB people who used to come into the shuls and act as if they were the Feinste Yidden, and they were actually Musrim to the government. So it's only after they left that anybody was able to do anything that had to do with Yiddishkeit. So the same thing happened in the time of Chazal, and they were sent in spies, and when they saw that the davening was without Kedusha, they left. And then they said the Kedusha in Avodat Tzion Goel. So here Rashi says a different Hesber altogether, because after the davening is over, you have to learn Torah. And everybody who came to Shul was able to learn a Dover Muat. What was this Dover Muat? They said the Mikra of Kedusha, Kadosh Kadosh, with the Targum, the Torah Shebal Peh, attached to that Mikra. And Vehem Ke'oiskim Batayra, and that's called Esek Batayra. So there were always Yechidim, thousands of Yechidim, when you add them all up, even in the worst of times, that were learning Torah Be'iyun Gadol, and spending many, many hours of the day. Apparently that's not enough. That's the Chiddush over here. It's a tremendous Chiddush in this Gemara, that you need Klal Yisrael. You need the Amei Ha'aretz as well. And therefore, everyone learns Torah together. Rashi emphasizes it, that it's noig b'talmidim, means talmidei chachomim u'ba'amei ha'aretz. V'yesh kan shtayim, and there's a pillar associated with it, because it's Kiddush Hashem, Kiddushas Hashem v'talmid Torah, chaviv hu. V'chein yehesh mei rabba mevarech, So you have the Torah of the Darshan, and the Kiddush Hashem of Yehi Shmei Rabbah. Again, those two pillars. But it has to be a Tziburdika thing, which includes a Hamon Am, which includes the Amei Ha'aretz as well. And the Amei Ha'aretz didn't come to the sophisticated Shiurim, because they didn't understand them. You know, there's a Maisa, they say, with Reb Nosson Adler, Azei Zokman de Maisa. So Reb Nosson Adler was giving a very, very complicated drasha to Shabbos HaGadol on one of the really deep sugyas in the Gemara, on Daf Mem Dalet in Psochim. And he was surrounded by major Talmidei Chachamim there in Frankfurt am Main. And he was watching them, and as he continued deeper and deeper into the inyan, he saw that he was losing them one by one. Their eyes were glazing over, and they were getting completely confused and lost, except for one of them. One of them was nodding his head and grimacing with his face and making all kinds of minis, and you saw that he was mamish with him all the way. And he felt very good about that. And this must be a very major Talmud Chacham. So he calls him over afterwards. He says, "Nu, what did you think about my drasha, my shir?" So he says, "Rebbeinu, it was gewaldig. But there's one thing I don't understand. You keep speaking about Tam Kikar, Tam Kikar. How could there be a Kikar on Pesach? It's Chometz." So you understand how much he understood. The sugya is Tam Kikar. Is the Tam the same as the thing itself? So this is the Tam Kikar. Anyhow, Bekitsa, so you couldn't give such a drush or such a shear to the Hamonam. But when it came to Agadita, everybody showed up and they licked the fingers. They were Machayezach. So therefore, the Hamon is Mekayim the world. It's a tremendous, it's very important Rashi. And that's his Hesber in the Gemara. So now we go to the Keren Ayra. Now before we go to the Keren Ayra, the whole idea that after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, there was a deterioration in the Teva itself. So it reminds me of something that I heard mamish just the other day. I was at a Malava Malka, and the Doiresh told over a story. He said that the Koilu Yungalite, very Choshev a Koilu Yungalite, that when the Slonim of Koilu in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, so they were arguing in their free moment amongst one another, what is it really that's going to be enhanced in their lives in Yemais HaMashiach? As Mashiach v'tkumen, so they understand how it could affect everybody else. But how does it affect them? They sit and learn Yaimon v'layla, ala Torah v'lavayda. They're shver halzeis, they're doing very nicely, they don't have any daigas aparnosa. And the children are hadving zach, you know, beautifully. What exactly is going to be increased? So one of them said, "Enochanami, we're like that, but what about everybody else? For everybody else, it'll be like that." And each one gave his point. So one of them happened to talk to the Sivas Shalom, the Rebbe. So he said that we were discussing this, and the Rebbe said, "You know, Amayridika Zach." But the implication of what the Rebbe said, he told them a mashal. But the implication of what the Rebbe said is that you know, you... Well, I'll tell you the mashal also. The mashal was that there was a simple fellow, and he was a farmer. And he once came to the smart man in town, and he asked him a gvaldik shaila. He says, "I understand very well why I need hands. Because without hands, how could I hold the plow? I also understand for the same reason why I need feet. But why do I need a head?" "Why do I need a head?" He says, then, before the other, whoever he was talking to, had a chance to answer, he says, "Oh, I know why. To hang my hat. Auf zu hängen mein Kapelusch. To hang my hat, that's why I need a head." So Bayre de Kabashal, it was, you know, he says, you know, you're wondering, was wird sein Yemais HaMashiach? So he tells them, "Zin inyan of Shechinta begalusa, that any hasaga, what will happen to the entire cosmos in every possible way, that you can't even be masbir to a person the consequences of it. It's almost like ayin leirasa, when the Shechina once again comes together with the rest of the world." So he's telling them, "You're clearing chakiris." It's like, you know, what do you need a head for? In many ways, there is a lack of comprehension, which is a result of the lack of comprehension. So there was a churban. So there was a churban Beis Hamikdash. I mean, we talk now about the churban that happened not so long ago, and it deflects to a very great extent. So, you know, it's like we have this tzara that was so imminent, so gei gedenk hazach v'segiven amo thousands of years ago. And I think that in part, you know, the idea of kobesam shelay nivne biyomov kilu nechrav biyomov is a very positive statement. It's actually, it could be perceived as a very positive statement.
It means that when a person doesn't understand that the Beis HaMikdash is not Nivna B'yomav, he can't connect to the Churban. So the Churban is thousands of years ago. The only time a person can connect to the Churban is if he understands what it means that the Beis HaMikdash was not Nivna B'yomav. And that is a very, L'chayra, very simple thing. What's the problem? Of course, the Beis HaMikdash. The person says, I don't have the Karbonis, and I don't have... You have to understand. So, I remember my Rebbe once described Rabbi Akiva's incredible koyach, that he was Menachem Bnei Yisrael after the Churban. And this was Mamish after the Churban. So he says to them, there's no Kohen Gadol, and there's no Beis HaMikdash, and there's no Karbon, and there's no Soil Azazel, and there's no obviously Loshen Shel Zahiris. So what's with Zai? So he says, Ashreichem Yisrael, if nei mi atem metarim, umi metar eschem avichem shabashamayim. So this idea that you have a Beis HaMikdash and a Kohen Gadol, it's not that there's a Beis HaMikdash building and it's beautiful, and you have a Kohen Gadol and there's a nice parade after he comes out of the Beis HaMikdash, and all of those things are missing. It's like Ikar Chosim in HaSeifer. And the whole understanding of the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, and the implications and consequences of that, are missing. And that's what people go about their business. That's why it's so, you'll hardly find a person today that says Tikkun Chatzos. And Tisha B'Av has lost a great deal of its koyach, when in fact, it, after the Churban that we suffered through, it should have been even more sonobim again. Mefotarein in Yerushalayim, and Megate some Rebbe, and everybody has Lulav and Esrig with a big parade, and Megate some Kaisel. You go to the Kaisel 100 years ago, and you go to this little simta, you know, this little alley, and you're pelted sometimes with curses or with stones by the Araber from above. And there's no plaza, and it's all narrow, and the Yidalach are hungry, and they sit there and they cry their hearts out. Now nobody cries. They ask instead the question, how could you say, Yinachem, O'ir, Abzuya, Shfela, Me'ein Yoshev? How could you say Me'ein Yoshev? The hundreds of thousands of Yidin. How could you say Me'ein Yoshev? The pshat is, we don't have the understanding and appreciation of what it is that we are yearning for. And that's a very, very critical nekuda in all of this, the loshen that I often am medayik in many of my drushes whenever I speak about the Mashiach. So the question is, see, peace ol Yeshua, right? One of the questions that they ask the person, the first question, see, peace ol Yeshua. So when we say, Est Semach David, right? So some say, Umitzapim Yeshua. Some Nusach Sfarad, not all, but some Nusach Sfarad add the word Umitzapim Yeshua. There are those who say that those words Umitzapim Yeshua was like an instruction that was attached to the bracha and then somehow ended up inside the bracha. That means at this moment, when you're saying Ki Lishuascha, you should taka be Mitzapim Yeshua. Like Yechavim Kan, you know, that Hashem is Adoin HaKoyl. Right, so here you have to have the kavana mitzapim lishua, because grammatically the lashon of a mitzapim lishua is nishtahen and nishtaher. Ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayom should be va'adayin anachnu mitzapim lishua or whatever. But umitzapim lishua hanged like you know in the middle of nowhere. But what about the lashon ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayom that everybody says Ashkenaz, Sfarad, anybody? What is the lashon ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayom?
We say kivinu mitzapinu also.
Yeah, but you say kol hayoyim?
Yeah.
Kol hayoyim does not mean every day. Because every day could mean in the morning. Right? I take medicine every day. I breathe all day. You understand? What is kol hayoyim? All day long. Now, I'll ask you a simple question. Honesty is a big madrega in Yiddishkeit. Integrity, honesty. How can a person say that I mitzapeh all day long? How can a person say such a thing? It's a sheker v'chozov. Are we taka mitzapeh all day? And I'll ask a different question. If you are like that, and you taka mitzapeh all day long, so then how can you function? I mean, you can't, a person cannot do too many things. Maybe a computer can do it. Multitasking. Very hard for a human being to concentrate on many things in Vasachas. So where is the Nekuda, where is the Yesod of Kol Hayom in our lives? You know what the answer is? The answer is very pashut. The answer is, somebody just suffered a great loss. And it's a year later, but the loss is still a loss. It's kimmet in hearts, you don't even realize it, but in the middle of nowhere you start to cry. You start to cry in the middle of nowhere. And it doesn't have to be triggered by anything in particular. You know why? Because the hole in the heart is a constant. That's why. That person doesn't go back to work, goes back to work. That person doesn't function, functions. Doesn't go to simchas, goes to simchas. But it's not the same anymore. He's a pal gufa. A plag gufa. Elshin ois menschen ganz. And that is what Tzipinu Kol Hayom means. And unless a person has that avona, it's impossible for him to have any hasog of Mashiach. And that's why I always quote something that I heard from Rav Weinberg, Zechayna Levracha, the Baltimore Yeshiva, Ne'er Yisrael, Rosh Yeshiva. He said that the Rambam's Lashon is, who's an apikoros? Somebody who does not believe in Mashiach or does not await him. He's not mitzapel libiyosa, kilishuascha kivinu kolayim. So he asked a very interesting question. It's passed for a Baal Machshava. Apikursus is a matter of emuna in yonim. Deyos. You have deyos koizvos. You have inappropriate hashkafa. But if you have the right hashkafa, but you do an aveira anyhow, that's not an apikoros. That's a choite. But he's not called an apikoros. So the Rambam says that the apikoros is the person who doesn't believe in Mashiach. That's correct. I mean, it's correct to use such a phrase, apikoros. But why is it correct to call a person who does believe in Mashiach, but simply doesn't wait for him? That's a maisa. That's a pa'ula. Even if it's in his mind, but it's a pa'ula. A pa'ula doesn't make you an apikoros. Then stam, you're a Rasha maybe, but you're not an apikoros. You believe in Mashiach. You know what he answered? He answered that if you really believe in Mashiach, and the Mashiach that you believe in is Mashiach, the way it's supposed to be, it's impossible not to wait for him. So if a person's not waiting, the chesaron of the apikoros is not in the mitzias of not waiting. It's in that it proves that the definition of his Mashiach is treif. That he doesn't have the slightest idea of what Mashiach is. And that is an apikursus. It's an amazingly profound thought, and it pays for you to mull it over on your own. Mitzap, that's why we say kilishuascha kivinu kol hayom. It's another way of saying, as long as the matzav is what it is, there's a hole in our hearts and a hole in our neshama, and if the Eibishter shchinta begalusa, I can't really function. And that's what this Gemara really was saying. The whole world went into a tailspin because of that Shechinta Begolusa. And it's still that way. And the consequences of it are many. And that is why, if we don't feel that, it's only because we never perceived the alternative. But it says in the Gemara that it went so far as to give an inferior teva, that even the peiros are not the same anymore. So go tell a person he has a watermelon that's the size of a car and an orange the size of a watermelon, which we could do today, that the time in the Paris is not the same. So first of all, the time in the Paris is taka not the same. But more than that, a person who has no time in his mouth cannot have a time in Paris. That's the point. And that is a strange way of putting it. That's a madrega. It's a madrega to have that hasaga. It's a madrega. So the Keren Oira says as follows. Nira lefarish divrei masnisin hod snan miyoyim shechara beis hamigdosh ein lecha yoyim she'ein kilolotzei hu meruba than the day before. V'lo yorad hatal librocha v'nitol tam ha'peles. So there are three points that are made here. Number one, that one day's klal is worse than the previous day. And number two, that the Tal, even though it still descends, does not provide the same bracha that it used to, the same Tal bracha. But Nitol HaTam HaPeris, and the Peris do not have the same Tam as they used to, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakaya. Vizeh, Ki Amidas HaOlam V'Kiyumai, he is now emphasizing that there are three points and they are equivalent to the three principal pillars of the world, Al HaDin, Al HaEmes, V'Al HaShalim. Pirkei Avos. Ba'al yedei midos ha-toivos ha-elu yushba ba-oilam midos ha-olyoinos chokhma bina and das. Ka'omor Hashem b'chokhma yosar eretz koinin shamayim b'svuna uvedas, and of course he's referring to the psukim, and that is those are the psukim that we are dealing with, b'day toitoim es nifko, as I explained to you the other day, what I thought was the hezber, that the eretz, even though physically, it's mamish amashu shebamashu, but it is in fact the foundation of everything. That's Hashem b'chokhma, the yisoid, yosad eretz. And then the consequences are not visible, but you have to understand meivin dover mitoich dover, what shamayim is all about. That's bisvuna. And finally, the lamaisa shabai, which I gave you that marshal of the yid that was in Warsaw, that you have somebody who's able to keep Shabbos, and you have another person who can't keep Shabbos as well, even though he can tight up Shabbos ba'ofen neira. So that's das. Das is min hakoyach al apoyo. So the fact that it's still happening, that's dai toy tohoimois, mayonois, tal. This is the kiyum of mechadish betuvah b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh breishis. So says the Keren Oira, Ki ikar chiyus ha'olam u'shleimusay hu b'shchein boi elu midos elyonos al yidei hechsher ha'avoida b'gimul dvarim sha'olam o'imed aleim. He says, to the extent that we are mekayim, the din and emes and shalom of the world, to that extent we have the chokhma, bina, and das, koichos, in the teva, and the blessings that come from it. The kiyum ha'olam hu b'yoyis beis ha'migdosh al tiloi Mishkan kvoido yisborach. The kashagova hachet v'nechrav nistalik hashefa hatoy v'chiyus ha'olam v'nishar ha'olam be'ein maimad v'yodua kimidas hachesed din rachamim merkova heim l'midas hachabad. What he speaks about before of din emes and shalom, now he speaks about chesed, din, and rachamim. V'alzeh omuzal ki beheder Shif'om ha-toiv, chas v'sholoim, yiyel ha-hefech. He says, just like Chochma, Bina, and Das in the Elyon is determined by the pillars of Din, Emes, and Sholoim, so too the opposite. If you don't have them, then you have three chesroinus instead of three milus. And instead of having the shefa that Chochma, Bina, and Das produces, you have the opposite. So what is that? Ata, now instead, midas hadin misgaberes b'chol yoyim v'chamas hamelech lo yishochocha mipnei she'ein zuchus lahofchol midas harachmin v'achesed v'lo yorad hatal lebrocha k'afilu tal d'loy meyatzar v'uremeiz l'midas chesed asher lo yitomash chashasholim l'gamri b'chol eisiz man. So he says, don't make any mistake about it. The Tal is still Yoyret, as it were. What does it mean? There is still some measure of Shefa, because if there wasn't any Shefa Yoyret, then we would be Batal Mavutal Gamri. And that is symbolized by the fact that no one asked the question, why do we say Akel HaGadol? Even though they said Ayei Gvurosav, Ayei Noraosav, when they asked after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, where do you see the great Gvur of Hashem? So how can you say Akel HaGadol, HaGibor, VaHanoira? But he says, the Keren Oira, they didn't ask about Gadol, right? Why didn't they ask about Gadol also? Because he's always Akel HaGadol. Why is he always Akel HaGadol? Because he's always sustaining the world, because otherwise the world wouldn't have a chance for a second. Ve'im kol zeh, v'sibas ha'churban lo'ipa'al pu'ulosu bizgalus, v'lo yorad atal librocha. So in other words, the world is sustained, but in a manner that takes away the bracha from it, because it has to be shaloi behizgalus. It can't be with that kind of obvious connection to the world. That's shchinta begalusa. That's has to pun it. The nital tam apeiris v'noidak yatamu bechinas hadas k'mashenema tuv tam v'das lamdeni. So he says the time in the world has to do with das. Of course, you have a pre. The pre sustains you and everything. But the practical relationship to the pre is the time of the pre. So the pre goes into your kishkes and it produces all kinds of positive effects on you. But the mitzias of what it does is behelim. What you feel and what you see and what attracts you is the beauty of the pri and the tam of the pri. So tam is das. That's what he says. So he says that in the three inyonim that are being described, you have the three weakenings of chokhma, of bina, and of das, which is a result of the weakenings of emes, din, and shalom in this world. That's what he's trying to say. And to the extent that chokhma, bina, and das is reduced in the hashpa, milmala, so the consequences, milmata, are these deteriorations. What are the three deteriorations? The first one is ein l'chol yom shekiyon kilu losi meruba. The second one is lo yorad atal libracha. And the third one is nital tam b'peris. So he says, when the mikdash was the way it should be, now he says a very interesting thing. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos by the sugyas of Kabbalah Satayra, loy b'savei taima v'loy b'dardaki eitza. You know, the Gemara there has a whole story that the Ribbono Shlom came to Avram and to Yaakov, and the only one that saved Bnei Yisrael was Yitzchok. Yitzchok said, Palga Alayu, Palga Aloch. He made a whole cheshbon with the Ribbono Shlom. But Avram, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Bnei Yisrael achoyte ba'ifin noira, so he says, Yimachu al kiddush Hashem, al kiddush Shimcha. And the same thing Yankiv. So he said, Loi b'savei taima, the zekeina, meaning Avram, the time is not there. But loy bedardiki, and the children, eitza. No eitza there either. So he says, ki atam va eitza yitzmachu mimidas hadas. Mida hamemuzegas beyuchud aktsobes hashahim kemisnagdim. He tainas that das, and actually, you know, this thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. That's what he's taining. He's taining that chokhma and bina produce a consequence called das. Val yedei hatam va'etza yiyu la'achodim. Al kein loy besavi taima. Ki azokein mitzad is gabrus teva ha'chesed b'midosai. He says that the zokein's midah is chesed. Al kein loy boy hu hatam liyachid ha'midah is kulam. And of course Avram is midas ha'chesed. And chesed cannot serve to unite and to come to the proper balance that's required between chesed and gvura, which is tiferes. V'loy b'dardaki eitzo, ki ha-yelet mitzad is gabrus ha-teva ha-gvura boy. The yelet, on the other hand, doesn't have a midas ha-chesed. He has lehefach, a midas ha-gvura. Ein boy eitzo v'tachbulo l'mozgo l'hapcho l'midas ha-rachamim. V'hoving. It's very interesting, the way he learns, because we're used to thinking that Yitzchak is the midas ha-gvura, and Yaakov is the mizug. And here, the Gemara seems to be saying it differently. Very interesting idea. That the reason that there was limited to 50, and then they have to return to the Midbar, and for the Levium, it's not good. It's an interesting idea. That until the age of 50, they're all right, but once they go into the Midam Muzeges, where there's a combination of youth and zikna, then it's already something that Yeshuva Mitzvah Avoda, because they need to be the Leichmei Melchemes Hashem, and that requires the Midah of Gvura kind of in an exclusive. So after the age of 50, they lose that Kayach exclusively. They're already tempered, they're already mellowed, and Memela, they can't be the Shomrei Mismeresh Hashem. It's a remarkable idea. So that's what he says. So he says, the Gemara asks, so now he wants to explain, if there's a miut in Chochmah and in Bina and in Das, then what is sustaining the world? So he says, the Gemara answers, Kedusha de Sidra, the Yeheshmei Rabba de Agadita. So he's, how does he explain that? Yivur al pi devrayim, that's the Gemara that we were referring to before, that they wanted to stop saying, the Nevi'im wanted to stop saying Gibor and Noira, because Ayei Gvurosav, Ayei Noraosav, after the Churban of the Bayis Rishon. So the Anshei Knesset Hagdoila fixed the Nusach and returned the midos of Gibor and Noira, so we say Hakel Hagodol Hagibor VaNoira. And of course, why? What are the Gvuroisav? Adarabah Heinen Gvuroisav Heinen Noiraisav, that he's able to be Machzik Maimed, not destroy the world on account of the Rishus. So that he's Marich Ruche VeGavid Delay. So this is the biggest proof of Gibor and Noira, like Ezel Gibor Hakayvish Es Yitzvah. But God Amru Kulam, Zaki Gimel Elohim Shifchei Pu'ulosa Yizbarach Al Yidei Midas Chesed Din Verachamim. How so? God Al Midas Chazda Yizbarach. Gibor Al Pulas Gvuroisa V'Midas Dinoi L'Toiv Linpaim Nikmasa V'Nimpas Amoy Me'oivehem. So that was missing. Noirahu Al Midas Arachamim Mida Hamachras Kanoida. That's the Mizug of Chesed, and then he calls Rachamim. As he said before, B'negeya the Tal, that some measure of Tchiyah there has to be always, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't sustain the world at all, it will be Chariv immediately. But the sustaining takes away the Kayach of the Tal, Libracha. And that is why they still were able to say Godol, because that Midas HaChesed is Me'olam V'Adoylam. Le'itim be'izgalus, sometimes the bracha is complete. Or le'itim be'astoras, sometimes it's hidden. V'kol bruav lo'olam chayim v'kayomim b'chazdei agadol. Avol gibor v'noira, amru bonav heim b'shibud ayei gevurosav. Goyim meraktim b'heicholoi. The children are in shibud, and the goyim are dancing in what was once his palace. Right? So where's the gevurosav and where's the noiraosav? Now he says a meri dikazach. Remember, we said before that there's din emes and shalom. So he wants to say that the Anshei Knesset Hagdola are quoted in the Pirkei Avos, right? And hey, mamru shloisha dvarim. So one of them is Hevim Mesunim Badin. Another one is Ha'amidu Talmidim Harbe. And the third one is Asu Siog LaTorah. So there are three Yesodos that he wants to associate with these principles of Chochmah, Bina, and Das, and how you manage to help the Ribbono Shel'Olam sustain his world after the Churban and the Miut in Chochmah, Bina, and Das. So what are we supposed to do? So they gave three etzes. And that's part of the Hechzirus HaTorah LeYoshna, to bring back the Din Emes and Shalom of the world, that we are able to say Hakel HaGadol HaGibor VaHanoira, meaning that we are participating in sustaining and helping to sustain a world of Churban. So he said that it should not disintegrate. So he says, how so? So this is how he's masbir. Ki al yedei hevim misunim badin, Kal yedei din emes lamata ein din lamala u'mishapichu lamidas arachamim v'amidu talmidim harbe v'asus yog la'toira ki ein l'chadova ma'orer hizgalus na'ira oisav l'toiv k'may esek ha'toira ki shoyrish ha'toira me'amidu hazois ki mevur b'divrei emzal Begimul amudei oilam toira v'avoido gmilus chasodim. Avoido gmilus chasodim heim aktsavois. That's the thesis and antithesis. V'atoira machrasi. That's the synthesis. V'chein adin emes v'sholim. Din hu me'ein avoido. Segula achas lem lahafach hakoilu toi. Emes hu ma'ilas ha'toira. Ki toiras emesi. Sholim hu mishorish ha'chesed. G'midosu shal aroin. Olav ha'sholim ish ha'chesed. V'hoya roidev sholim. Alkein bo lahazir al hechsha ha'maisa leman yegale pu'ulois gvuroisav neiroisav yizborach letoiva. Ubimei shimin atzadik nizbaseis ha'oilam al gimul amudav bishleimus. Mosh amru al gimul dvarim ha'oilam oimeid v'kolza ha'ya bereshiz binyan bayisheni. So he says a very interesting thing. He has three, three, and three. What are they? The first three is Chochma, Bina, and Das, and the Olam Elyon. And he says the Hashpa of Chochma, Bina, Das is equivalent to Chesed and Din and Rachamim. And another equivalent, Emes, Din, and Shalom. It is the same thing. And he says those are equivalent to Godol, Gibor, and Neira. And finally he says that the Tikkun, after the miut in this, because of Churban Bayis Rishon, and what it means that Anshe Knesset Hagdola fixed things and brought back the Koichos, is because in the three Yesodis that they emphasize, Din here on earth tempers the Din Lamala, where there's more Din here, there's less Din Lamala, so Heaven Mesunim Batin, and Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. And Asus Yod LaTorah, he says, because this gula, that here it's very interesting, is this one thing or two things? But he speaks about Esek HaTorah. He says Esek HaTorah brings everything together. So he says the Torah is Machras, that's Avoida, and Torah, and Gemilus Chasodim, Avoida, and Gemilus Chasodim, and Torah brings everything together. So it's hard to know if he was medaktik that Hamidu Talmidim Harbe is separate from Asus Yod LaTorah, or it's one thing. But in any case, that's how he's masbir what happened till Bayisheni was Charif. What happened after Bayisheni was destroyed? Avo Bishas Churbanoi Bavaniseinu Arabim, when Bayisheni was destroyed, after Anshe Knesset Hagdola, Chazru v'nisroifefu Amudei Oilam, V'amud HaChesed Asher Lo Yomish Lo Oilam Gam Kein Birchosei Nistera, K'ma Sh'amru Chazal Lo Yored Atal. The zem mipnei is gabrus haklola b'chol yoyim mitzad midas adin. O mipnei ashen nitl tam b'chinas hadas ha-machras li-yachid li-mizoy kol midas li-toiva. Al-kein mi-ribu ya-klola ein brocha li-brocha mokem lishkoin v'amai koyim alma. So he says once it deteriorated all over again, what is the world being sustained by today? So apparently what he's driving at is that in the time of Bayisheni, the Anshe Knesset Hagdola had a meridik ha-koyach to somehow, you know, stop up the disintegration and shore up the world. But what's the story today? So today, we don't have an Anshe Knesset Hagdola. So what's going to be after the Churban Bayisheni? So he says, Ko'ama HaShas, HaKedusha D'Sidra V'Yeshmei Rabba D'Agadata, K'al Yodei Zeh Yechzeku Amud HaToyra V'Avoida L'man Yushpa Shefa Midosam L'Toyva K'dusha D'Sidra Humayein Avoida. Ki ato hatfilo kedusha shmoi agodlo keneged avoida, o kedusha de sidra nitkano gam baloshen arami, leman yagdishu shmoi yizbarach hatfilo klolus yisrael migdoilam vad ktanam. Here he's reflecting Rashi, but he doesn't talk about the two amudim. Interestingly enough, Rashi himself says that in this there's limud atayra for everybody, so there's a combination of limud atayra plus kiddush Hashem al yidei klolus yisrael, even the amei haaretz. But he talks about Torah and Tefillah as if they were separate things. So that's the Yeheshmei Rabba Dagadato L'chizuk Amud HaTorah Ki Kulam Boyim L'shmei HaDrasha V'nechshav Lehem Kilu Kulam Oiskim BaTorah U'bischazek Amud HaTorah V'avoida M'meilo Yekablu Gmilas Chazda Yizborach Livrocha U'lekiyum Ha'olam B'chol Amudav. And then he ends in a tefillah because this is the siyum of his chibur on Masechta Saita, because this sugya is the end of the Masechta Daf Mem Tes. So what do we have from all of this? The first and foremost yesod is Tzipisa LeYeshua. There has to be an understanding that we are missing the most fundamental of fundamentals. And furthermore, you see clearly from this Gemara, the way Rashi emphasizes, many generations later the Keren Or emphasizes, you cannot sustain the world al yedei yechidim, or assume that the Hamoin Am is irrelevant. This Gemara is the biggest underscoring, the biggest support for the idea that it's only Yachad Shivtei Yisrael that can manage to sustain the world when we are in this kind of disintegration so many years, thousands of years after Churban Bayi Sheni. So I was thinking to myself, the tendency today, maybe it was that, like that all the time. And in a way, even in the time of the Gemara, there was an appreciation of the Talmud Chacham in contrast to the Am Haaretz. But of course, the Am Haaretz that existed then doesn't exist today, as even Shulchan Aruch paskens, that there's no Am Haaretz like that, Bizman Hazeh. So the notion of the Kedusha, the Sidra, and the Amin Yesh Meirabu, the Agadata, teaches us the Meiridika need for the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, and only through that Achdus, where everyone comes together to do these incredible moments, and they are very brief moments. That's another thing that's a Yesoid. We don't measure it by the totality of Avoda, because that's too much to expect, Bizman Hazeh, from the Hamoin Am, from the Klal Yisrael. But there are moments. Every single day there are moments. Sometimes there are moments in davening, and sometimes there are moments in learning. But whenever those moments occur, they have a power to sustain the world itself, which is an incredible idea. If we wouldn't have this Gemara in Masechta Sota, who in the world would have ever imagined that when Yidden get together and say Yehesh Mei Rabbah after a drasha of the Rav, that that is sustaining the world? Amai Koy Alma. They would think all kinds of thoughts. The world is being sustained somehow. It limps along, but not from Yehesh Mei Rabbah Dagadita, or for that matter, from Kedusha de Sidra, that you say Kodesh Kodesh in the middle of a Volitzi and Goyal. There's one more thing that I wanted to point out to you on this Chochma Bina and Das. And I think that it helps us understand, going from the Keren Ora backwards to the earlier Mefarshim. You know very well that when Bezalel was instructed, he was instructed to create a Mishkan. And that Kodesh Baruch Hu describes Bezalel. And he uses three terms describing the koichus of Bezalel, and guess what those three terms are? Chachma, Bina, and Das. And that is a remarkable thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him that you are full of Chachma, Bina, Udas. But more than that, when Shlomo HaMelech was building the Beis HaMikdash, and there's a pasuk there that very few people have ever seen. Oh, Hashem, we lay in the Torah every year, and everybody knows that Bezalel ben Uri ben Chur lemati Yehuda at Chochma bina Bedas v'amale Yosef b'Chochma. But here it says Ben Isha Almona in Melachim Aleph Perek Zayin. Ben Isha Almona hu mimatei Naftali v'aviv ish tzayri chayrish nechoshes. It's not Negeya right now what that's all about. But vayimole es hachokma ves hatavuna ves hadas lasais kol melocha banechoshes vayovay el hamelech shloime vayas es kol melachta. Speaking specifically about the tzayrif nechoshes, about the coppersmith, the pasuk says that he was filled with these three kishroinus, with these three koichas. What are they? Chokma, right? Tavuna and das. Chokma bina vadas. Zokt Rashi, listen to what Rashi says, because it's a chazal. Vayimolei es hachochma v'satvuna v'sadas. He became filled with these three midos. Shloisha klei umnus sha'olam nivra b'hem. These are the three tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to create the world. Shenamar, and he quotes our psukim in Mishlei Perigimu.
V'chochma yosad eretz, koinin shamayim b'svuna, b'day toy toymes nivko. B'shloshtan nivna habayis. Kum tochoyis. That every time there's a mikdash that the Navi describes, it's described with the creation and construction of these three midos. And the answer is Pashat. Because since the world was created with these midos, and the Mishkan is created with these midos, and the Bayis of Shlomo was created with these three midos, it's because the three midos reflect the koichos of the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects to the world in the creation of the world. Zokt de Rabbeinu Bechaye, he takes it one step further. He says there were three trumas mentioned, right? Yikuli truma, meiz kol ish asher idvenu liba itikhu es trumasi, v'zois ha-truma asher. So what are the three trumas? Shem keneged sholosh truma sha'olam nisroimim bohem. V'heim ha-chokhma tunav adas. K'ma shekosuv, again our pasuk in Mishlei. V'nirmaz b'maisa ha-mishkan, lifi. Now he's masbir. What's the connection? The world was created with these three midos. The Mishkan has to be built with these three midos. Why? Lefi shahamishkan shokul kibriyas ha'olam. Umipneze hiskir bekan sholosh trumas kenegdon. Kenegdom tomu yisrael bamidbar sholosh trumas. Achas trumas hamishkan, trumas shkolim, and trumas hamizbeach. And these three trumas, right? Two are kodesh and one is chol. And then he goes through a whole thing about Kofer Nefesh and so on and so forth. And then he writes towards the end, V'hu shekosu bebitzalu v'amaliyah seruach hakim b'chochma b'tvuno b'das. V'alzeh dorshu chazal g'mar brochus nun hei, yoideya hoya bitzalu litzarif oisiyos shebohem nivru shamayim v'oretz. His chochma was not that he was skilled in artistry and craftsmanship. His chochma was that he was skilled in the secrets of creation. And that is how you make a Mishkan. Rotzu achachomim lirmois bozeh, ki ha-mishkan shokul keneged b'riyas ha-olam. And then he quotes in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar what Rashi brings in Malachim, that what? That the Beni Shalmona, etc., that the Tzayrif Nechoshes, the Chorish Nechoshes, has these three midos. And then he writes, v'chein b'shloshtan osid li'ibonos. Hu shehizkir shloimei alof ha-sholim b'ruch ha-kodesh. This is later in, very interesting, these triplicates, Chochma, Bina, and Das, appear numbers of times in Gantz Tanakh, interestingly enough. And he says that, La'asid lovoi b'chochma yivna bayis, u'besvuna yiskoinein, u'bedas chadori m'mol. U'shloshna ha'sakosh roch litin so b'matona, ki Hashem yitein chochma, that's what we had earlier when we spoke about Chochma, Bina, and Das in Perek Beis. Nosan enksiv, kan elo yitein, Mipiv das usvuna ushloshtan yinosnu lemelech haMashiach shenema v'nochol av ruach Hashem ruach chokhma bina ruach etzavur ruach das v'yiras Hashem. So you have that Melech haMashiach will also work with these three koyches. These are the yesoides with which the world was created. It's interesting that the Gemara says that there were 10 principles with which the world was created. Hemafarshim asks, is it 10 or is it 3? And they make various explanations to be mefasher that it's not a stira. There are 3 like arch principles, and then there are 10 lesser principles, if you will, or they branch out into 10. Aba lemaisa, this yesod of Chochma Bina Vadas that exists in the world exists in Torah also. Very interesting. It is the ability that you start with a yesoid, and you develop it, and then you make it negeya. That's chokhma, that's bina, and that's das. But it's remarkable that the Mishkan has to reflect b'riyas ha'olam. So the teretz is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the final analysis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a Torah, creates it before the world, and uses the Torah as a blueprint for the world. And when he uses the Torah as a blueprint for the world, he has these midos of Chochma and of Bina and of Das. Just to mention the Bir Agra, and then we'll finish. Right here, Hashem b'Chochma Yosad Eretz. Right? Heim neged Gimel Roshim, I think it's Kishahim Chabad, u'kenegdom b'olam shamayim v'oretz v'yamim. K'mosh'om ha'ato ha'sisa sa'shamayim v'sa'oretz v'sayom,
Kisheshes yomim asa Hashem es Hashemayim es Haaretz es Hayom ves Kol Asher Bom. Vezeh she'oma b'chokhma yosed Eretz, kainin shemayim b'svuna, for inyan nirli nizdaiti, he has in the footnote, ki b'chokhma shehi ha'toyra atzmok shehi, yosed ha'kodesh b'chokhma yosed Eretz. V'chein ein kol chodesh tachas Hashemesh, k'ma shekosuv eila ha'mitzvahs, v'ha'toyra she'ein kol novi v'ashoy l'chadish dover me'ata, v'chein oma kan yosad loshen ova. Aval ha'shemayim, Shesham Tomid Mischadshim, Kmashikosov Khadoshim Labakorim, that's what we said Machadish Batuvoy, who Kmasham Machadish Tuvakhim Tom Masabrachis, Painu Bismuna, Shonad Misbainin Tomid Ubala Chokma Abuyoy, Ze Khadatin Atikin, things that are new, that are really old. Val Yidei Ze Mischadisham, Lachain Oma Kainin Loshin Hoive, Shehu Tomid. So he wants to say, Chokma and Bina, one more chiluk, which we weren't madgish so much. Chokhma, since it's the Yesod, never changes. But Bina, what you derive from the Chokhma, is always possible something new. And this goes back to the Shloha Kodesh that I mentioned many, many times. And once we learned it inside together in one of the earlier Shiurim. The Shloha Kodesh says on the Pasuk, Kol Gadol Velo Yosef, that there was a great voice coming out of Sinai, and Velo Yosef, Yud Samach Pei. And there are two interpretations, Lo Yosef. What does it mean? Because Yosef could mean ending, and Yosef could mean the opposite, that it doesn't stop. Lo Yosef means it doesn't stop, or the opposite, that there's nothing new. It's not Moisif. So Kol Gadol, on the one hand, it doesn't stop, the Kol keeps going. And on the other hand, Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef, the Kol Gadol was then, and from then on there is no Kol Gadol. Because V'lo Yosef, he wasn't Maisif. So the question is, it's a stira minei ubei. Both pshatim are sois of each other. Does the Kol continue or doesn't it continue? So he says that in every door that we are mechadesh, it's rooted in what came out of Sinai. So that's what the Goyin says over here. He says the Chochma is constant. Bina changes. And Bina, because we have the ability to derive, and each door has its chelik, what is the Lashon HaGemara? Makom hinichu avoseinu lizgader bo. There's always room for a chidush. There's always room for a new idea, for a new thought. And sometimes the circumstances require a new thought. Like in Psak Halacha and in Machshava as well. Because when the world is transformed and developed, the approach to the world also transforms and develops into something new. So these permutations of Chochma don't change the fact that Chochma is always a constant. But what we derive from that Chochma, which is called Bina, that changes. So he says an amazing thing. He says, Aretz is La'olam Amedes. That's why it's B'Chochma Yosad Aretz. And Ein Kol Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh, here on earth, is Ein Kol Chodosh, because that's Chochma. But Shamayim, that's constantly changing. So the symbolism in Chochma is Yosad Eretz. The symbolism in Bina, Bitvuna, is Shamayim. Because Shamayim is Mechadosh Betuva B'choyom Tomid Ma'aseh Breishis. And that's what's called Shamayim. Even though Ma'aseh Breishis includes the physical earth. But these are symbols. So Chochma Yosad Eretz, Tvuna is Shamayim, and Bedaitoi, Bedas, of course, is the consequences of it, Lamaisa, in every generation. Okay, Bezus Hashem, next time we continue with the Psukim and Mishlei afterwards. We should be Zaycha, Taka, to be as Goyal Tzedek, and to be Mitzapel Yeshua, not Kol Yoim, but Bich Kol Hayoim, all day long.